Success Mat Show, broadcasting live from the Skyview Network studios.
It's a good Tuesday. Thanks for being with us. It's good to be back in the saddle. Thanks to Jeff Munn and Mark McLuhan and Jared Cohen for taking over the reins. Did Paula do a show, Eric? I'm trying to remember. Did Paula do a show?
Paula did do a show. I can't remember who with. You were gone last week, so I can't remember. We had a whole cast of characters.
We had people that want to do this show.
It was like Munn and Espo on Friday.
Oh, Espo was in. That's right.
And Mark McLuhan and Jared did a show.
I got a text from David Leibowitz. Remember Lebo?
I do.
David wants to come in and do a show.
Oh, nice.
What do you think?
Sure.
Should we let him do it?
Yeah. Think of all the different people we've had sit in that chair. We like to have a deep bench.
I wouldn't call it a bench. We have a starting five, I guess, or starting eight or something.
Well, you're our number one starter, and then we have.
And I'm Zach Kroenke. There's that. So let me just fill you in on where I was over the last week, and it's going to be short, and it's going to be serious, okay? And so imagine that, and I wrote about this, and it's like this. Imagine your best friend from your childhood calls you, and you're still really close, and he stands up at your wedding and all that stuff, and he tells you that his wife didn't wake up. And she's in her early 40s, and there's three kids involved. So that was my week. And so what do? You don't come in and do a show. You go. And so I was in East Texas for a few days last week and over into the weekend and handling the business and just being there. And it was really, really hard. So I'm just going to leave it at that. So that's where I was. And I unplugged from this. And not to make fun of where I was, but it's pretty easy to unplug because there's nothing around. We were in Martins Mill. Nice people in Martins Mill, Texas. It's like you get off. Do you know where Martins Mill is, Eric, before I explain it?
No.
Because you've been to Texas a lot.
No,
you went to school in Texas.
I haven't really frequented far east Texas like you did.
So it's like this. You get off at DFW. You get a car, you go about an hour and a half on I-20, so you're going east, and you're out in the middle of, like, nowhere. There's nothing out there. Nice people, a truck stop here or there, a gas and sip here or there, and you go into the little town of Canton, and outside of that's a little community, Martins Mill. So I was in Martins Mill. Funeral was outside on Saturday, and that's where I was. I was handling stuff. Far more important than this. Okay, not that this isn't important to many of you, but that's far more important. So while I was gone, I didn't pay much attention. And then when I started to dive back into things, and there's a lot today that I want to get to. There's just a lot. And I told Eric, just clear it out. If we have guests, fine. If we don't, it's fine too, because I just got a lot on my mind I want to get off and share with you. For the Diamondbacks to be sitting here at 2-5, are the issues real with them sitting here? They have the Dodgers sitting. I'm going to get into that as the show moves along today. I actually agree with what Bruce Arians was trying to say. I actually do. And I'll explain that a little bit further in the whole business model of the NFL. That'll be a little bit further on into the show. Tyrann Mathieu, it's not like, what can you say about the Will Smith shooting? And what can you say if you're Tyrann Mathieu and that's what you grew up? It was real, it was raw, and I'm fine with that. I always like real and raw rather than scripted and talking points, even if it's not the most popular thought process that goes through people's minds. It's kind of like Bruce Arians. I'm on his side on this one. Tyrann Mathieu, when he says, I can't stay for longer than 2 days every time I go back home, I get that. Here's somebody that had bottomed out. We've done the Tyrann Mathieu in rehab story. We've seen him come here and thrive and get away from all the bad stuff. You don't want to go someplace. Just because you grew up someplace doesn't mean you want to stay there and be stuck. I mean, another statistic. You know, a kid like Marshall Faulk, who I've known forever and ever. Marshall got out of some bad stuff down in New Orleans and found his way over to San Diego, covered in there, and we know how the rest of his career went. He got out of there. Many athletes through the years I've talked to and have covered and have seen come and go had to get out of that little neighborhood. I think Adrian Wilson is a perfect example. Now he's given some back. I was happy yesterday to see Adrian be put onto the Cardinals staff. But I get where Tyrann Mathieu's coming from on this. The fact, though, that the guy, the longtime friend of the guy that was accused in the shooting death of Will Smith, is disputing Tyrann Mathieu's characterization of the guy. You know, that's where it gets really interesting from a standpoint of how much do you say? And people are just nuts. People are nuts. And a guy in New Orleans can look at something that somebody said all the way out in Arizona and say, I'll find you and I'll teach you. There's always that. Jerry Colangelo is in the news cycle today. I saw this story yesterday. We had Jerry on, it was a couple weeks ago. And I was wondering about it when we had him on when he took the 76ers job. And now the NBA and these owners, they don't care what Jerry's done. They don't. And I'm wondering if Mark Cuban, because Jerry and Mark have sparred back and forth. Jerry and Mark don't care much for each other at all. Cuban has often been one of Jerry's biggest critics. But the whole thing about Jerry having too much access to these Olympic athletes, and if now the NBA has restricted Jerry Colangelo's reach in an apparent attempt to limit his access and influence over star players. So I think I'm going to start there today just because I'm on this. And if you think about it from the NBA owner's standpoint, do they have a point that Jerry has too much access to the star players, the top players? The answer is yes. As much as I respect him, if I'm sitting here running the Phoenix Suns and he's running the Philadelphia 76ers and he's sitting there in the Olympic Games this summer and he has all access, unfettered access to all the top players, and I'm supposed to believe that he cannot say to them, hey, you know, when your contract's up, you should come to Philly, or that he's building a relationship so when they do become free agents. It's pretty powerful to have somebody in that position have access to being on planes and in hotels and all that stuff. Now, when it says that the NBA is restricting Jerry's reach, how often have we seen people step in front of Jerry Colangelo and say, no, we're not doing that? Only one time that I could really think of, and that was not handled well at all, by the Diamondbacks when they pushed Jerry out the door. So I have to believe that he's not a happy man. I have to believe, as he likes to say, I'm not a happy camper. I have to believe that that's going on here. When rival teams protesting about the potential for conflicts and player tampering.
Let's call a spade here, just for a second, Brad.
Sure.
Doesn't Jerry already have all of those relationships? It's not like if a star player gets a call and it comes up and he answers the call and, hi, so-and-so, this is Jerry Colangelo.
Chris Paul.
Yeah, Chris Paul, all the stars already know who Jerry Colangelo is.
Correct.
The finger quote, damage has already been done. This is a nice move. Yeah, of course he's going to have more access. But he's already laid the foundation with all the mega stars to get them on board with USA Basketball. So them doing this now.
Horses out of the barn.
Of course, yeah.
But having Jerry, so having Jerry hire Brian Colangelo, you have to believe, don't you, Eric, that guys, I'll just throw some names out here. Guys like Rob Harris, who's a really good guy here in town. I have to believe Rob's phone has already rung. Rob sent me a text the other night, not about that, on something else.
Well, even Jeff Munn mentioned yesterday, I wonder if Dave Griffin is going to look at things in Cleveland and say, you know what, I could go back to doing player personnel and looking at draft picks and get off the hamster wheel in Cleveland if the Cavs make it to the finals and lose again.
Sure. And look, this is not about us waxing poetically about what a great time it was once upon a time. I don't know. They didn't go 6 years in the toilet without coming close to getting to the playoffs. Okay, it's really not that hard here. There's some really talented people that have been pushed out by this current owner that have gone on and they've done just fine, thank you very much, while our organization here in Phoenix continues to blow. With no end in sight, other than people say, Devin Booker's been great this year. I got it. And last year was, we're going to have Eric Bledsoe back. And guess what? He got hurt. If all you can do is give me one or two players to point to, you're never going to get out of the ditch. when I read and see and hear this nonsense about, oh man, the Suns are making progress. They are not making progress. They missed the playoffs again. They have one of the top five worst records in the league. There's nothing good about what's going on here. And so when Jerry goes out and hires Brian, and I don't know, last time I checked, Toronto's like a couple games back of Cleveland for the best record, and Brian had his hand on some of those players. They just punched his ticket. And he did make some bad moves. Every GM does. Here, we've had lots of GMs that have made bad moves over and over and over. So, of course, we're going to sit here in Phoenix and talk about what's going on in Philly because this is jacked up here in Phoenix. In every way, shape, and form, this is jacked up. Only people that are on the payroll are going to say, all is well. Of course they are. They're the gunnery in Animal House at the end, where he gets run over by the whole city and is left flat as a pancake. All is well. No, it's not. It's not. They will make the playoffs. We said this when Jerry was hired. They will make the playoffs before they do here in Phoenix. It's embarrassing. And nobody wants to bring out the sledgehammer because they're afraid Robert's going to get all bent. Tough. So we sit here for six stinking long years of this. Long years. Long years. We go through these marketing campaigns. Planet Orange imploded. We are PHX. No, we're STINK. So anyways. Jerry relinquished his title of chairman of basketball operations for the 76ers after they hired Brian. He will keep the title special advisor to Philadelphia's ownership. Now, can Jerry make an introduction to Brian, as Eric said? Is this just a bunch of nothing, a bunch of little owners? Maybe they are trying to get everything back in, you know, just get everything back in order. But I do understand the owner's concerns on this one. I do. One other basketball note, and then we'll take a break. So tomorrow, and we're going to talk about this tomorrow a little bit further, but I got a real decision tomorrow night. I've got Kobe's final game, and I've got the Warriors going for the all-time record, and they're on at the same time tomorrow night, the same exact time. Actually, I have the Diamondbacks thrown in there too tomorrow night. And Kobe's final game... It's hard to watch him, but you know tomorrow night there's got to be something special that comes out of it. And those of you that have watched through the years, you know what a big fan I am of his, even though most of you hate him. That's why I'm a fan of his, because he's given you somebody to not like. And then you have the Warriors going for the record against Memphis. The record doesn't mean as much now as the Bulls' record. When you look at the Bulls' box scores, if you go back and look at the Bulls' box scores, you would see that when they played Orlando in the last week of the season, there was Shaq and Penny Hardaway and Dennis Scott on the floor for the Orlando Magic. They've had a couple games where they haven't been all the my point is the Warriors have been playing against some teams down the stretch where they haven't had their full complement of players, resting players and all that stuff. They've had hard-fought victories. I'm not diminishing what they've done. I'm leaning towards Kobe tomorrow night that I'm going to go over there. But I've got to watch both. I really do. Sports360AZ.com. We partner with the Arizona Republic, AZ Central Sports. Why I agree with Bruce Arians, that's next. Because we know that if we branch out our audience, the bigger we make the pie, the more successful we're going to be. We can't just do it with Joe Sixpack in the upper deck. We can't do that. We've got to go corporate. And we also have to look at women. Most women run the household. Guys, you'll disagree with me, but let's just fess up. If mom's not on board, it's not happening. Hey, honey, do you want to go to dinner over here? Well, no. Well, tough. We're going to go. No, that's not how it works. Okay. Hey, honey, I want my son to play football. Football? I've been hearing all this about concussions. There was someone on on the Today Show in the 11 a.m. hour, which is like the most painful hour of television on the face of the planet. Well, I saw somebody on The View talking. Well, I saw somebody over on Ellen talking. Well, I watched the evening news. Congratulations. You're one of five that's still watching that stuff. And they were talking about concussions. I don't think we should be letting our son play. Husband has to intervene. Husband has 9-to-5 job. Husband's got a mortgage. Husband's working really hard. Not to say that moms are not. Not to say that there aren't single moms. Don't misunderstand me here. But what Bruce is saying is right. The sport is being attacked. There is a lot of misinformation out there. We have done a ton on concussions because it is real. It is real when I sit across from guys and they can't hold a thought. It is real when I look at guys and think, that guy's going to be drinking dinner out of a straw when he's 40, unfortunately. It is real when a guy like Junior Seau, who I knew well, was jacked up at the end. It is real when you see a guy like Jim McMahon. It is real when I can throw out a name of a very, very big-time player who's retired, who lives here in the Valley, and he says he has a hard time concentrating, and we all live with it, Brad. We all live with it. So to think that there isn't something there with concussions is just pure falsehood. And when the NFL settles for a pittance and tries to spin it off as less than $1 billion in the concussion settlement, which was a joke, which was a travesty, that's not attacking the sport, it's just fact. Then you have youth coaches who don't teach proper tackling. You have 7-on-7s happening on side fields that are supposedly not to be taking place, but they are taking place. 7-on-7 football is a new AAU in basketball. Drove by the other night by a high school out of Mesa. 9 o'clock at night, full group of players out there, high school kids banging away on each other. Totally illegal, but it was happening. So when Bruce says it's the best game that's ever been bleeping invented, of course he's going to say that because he's been in it his whole life. I think football is terrific. I think it teaches lots of life skills, but there's other sports that are just as good for kids to play. So I disagree with him on that. We got to make sure moms get the message. Very true. Very true. But if you're the single mom, let's go back to what he said previous, which is it's only a $400 test. This was the first time he got himself in hot water. A $400 test to some moms is completely out of the realm of possibility. They're trying to raise kids on their own. They're just trying to keep the power on. I need to pay $400 to make sure my kid can play. I don't even have insurance that can cover this. So when he says we got to make sure the moms get the message, the moms need to get educated. Because that's who's afraid of our game right now. It's not dads, it's moms. I do agree with that. If you go sit out at high school games, which I do, and I go sit at college games, and I go to NFL games, I don't just show up at NFL and think that it's beneath me to be at a high school or college game. If you show up at all these games, and even Pop Warner, when you hear about kids that are coming along, I don't go out there and stalk them, but people will send me their tapes of their kids and all that stuff. It's what we do. Moms are going to be the ones that are that first point. When I go to my student conference with my son and I hear how a lot of single parents don't make it in, I'll ask the teacher, how's it going? Well, it's going well. It's disappointing. This kid wasn't able to make it in with parents. It's not like everybody has a two-parent household. It's not like the mom isn't stretched thin or the dad is stretched thin. So getting that message to moms is important. Bruce is right about that. Because that's who's afraid of our game right now. It's not dads, it's moms. Now, dads do worry about the safety of their kids, but there still is this mentality, I believe, of people that are over, I don't know, the age of 35, 40, that are old school, that remember the NFL for what it was, not what it is now. The big hits. The networks used to show big hits and re-show big hits, and they still do at times. They still do. But there's immediately these announcers are trained to go right into, well, the concussion protocol is in effect. And then you see, what was it, the Ravens quarterback who's out there had no idea where he was and he was still playing, Case Keenum. And you're like, okay, guys, I know you got your talking points. I know you want to get across the message that we really do care. But instead of just banging away on Bruce and saying, well, he's completely out of touch. He's not out of touch. He's somebody who cares deeply about what is a great game. And for that, I commend him for putting his line out there. He started it with Peter King a couple weeks ago. John Harbaugh followed through on it. Now he's under attack again by some out there. And I side with Bruce Arians on this. I have no problem with him voicing his opinion. We're getting too sensitive here. One person can go on this and say, oh, it's wrong, and I'm going to make it trending and all that stuff. Bruce Arians is fine. He's fine. Over on Tyrann Mathieu. So Tyrann Mathieu talking about, every time I go back home, I can't stay for longer than 2 days. People know where you are. They know where you're at, and they will find you, and they will bump into you, and they will try to start some kind of altercation with you. And the first thing that they think about is to take your life. They don't want to ask any questions. They don't want to talk about anything. They just want to let loose with their guns. Okay, so in Tyrann Mathieu's case, I understand completely where he's coming from on this. I don't disagree with any of these guys. There's no reason to go back home and go to trouble. And it's not like New Orleans is the only place where you can find trouble. Now, there's examples of guys that were here that grew up in our community right here. Mitchell Friedman would be one of those guys. He's serving time in prison. Grew up in Maryville, went back after his time at ASU. Remember Fright Night? I could go into guys that I grew up seeing in San Diego. There are certain parts of San Diego you didn't want to be at. You wanted to get away from. I'm sure Marcus Allen doesn't go back to Lincoln Prep and get too involved there. Or Darnay Scott go back to Kearney High. Or J.J. Stokes go back to Point Loma. You know, there were some great names. Lincoln Kennedy go back to Morse. You don't want to go back. And when you hear that you forgot where you came from, that's bull. You got to get away from that stuff. You just do. So, you know, the Tyrann Mathieu story, it's commendable that he has come out and has taken on such a strong stance. It's commendable everything that he's done with his life. And there are going to be people that are jealous. And you can't just fly in stealth any longer. And there are going to be people that say, yeah, he's back in town. And there will be people that will try to find him. There's hangar honors. There's a reason why, guys, if you go to the NFLPA and you see the numbers of guys when they're done with their careers that file for bankruptcy and divorce, it's a big number. It's well over 50% within the first 5 years. That's a big number. Big number. Why is that? Because, hey, why don't you put your money into a restaurant? Okay, why don't I put my money into a fireplace and it'll do better for me than in a restaurant? Or, hey, can you loan me this? Or, hey, I'm your third cousin that. It's an epidemic out there. Over 50%. Look it up. So if you want to get away from all that nonsense and start your life over and be clean and actually have a life when you're done with the league, you got to cut off some places and some people. You just do. I'm going to talk about some college football stuff that's on my mind on the other side. Unlimited text messaging. Of course the NCAA thinks this is a great idea. No on satellite camps. What does that mean? And Arizona State is making a strong hire, plus the Diamondbacks and much more. And my guy Lou turns 90 today. Many of you have seen Lou. We'll tell you the story of Lou in about 20 minutes. So, E, we had Scooby Wright on. While I was gone, is that right?
We did.
How was he?
He was good. He was good. He's one of those kind of under the radar guys.
In terms of draft?
In terms of draft.
Because he's not the greatest interview, which doesn't really matter much, but it's just worth saying he doesn't do a whole lot of interviews.
Well, and it's, I don't know, we were lucky because a little bird told Jared, who was filling in for you, to maybe reconnect with some of his old coaches at U of A to try to get some backstories, kind of like break the ice. And
all was smart.
Yeah, he had some very, very funny things to say, actually.
What are we hearing on him?
Third, fourth? Yeah, could be as high as the end of the second round. I think that's a little aggressive. But, yeah, I'd say somewhere, probably for sure a day two pick somewhere in there.
And we had DJ Foster in studio, I heard.
We did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how was he?
He's good. He's finally got a chance to sort of, like,
breathe.
Catch his breath and relax. He went in on a hot air balloon with his girlfriend for his birthday. Like he's trying to do like these little bucket list things before he turns his life over to the NFL.
Hot air balloon, girlfriend equals NFL contract. marriage by the second year, maybe.
And I'm wondering if there's clauses in NFL contracts that say players can't go up in hot air.
Well, is that we had Kyle Allen in last year with Christian Kirk, and he was doing the jumping out of a
skydiving
in Eloy, right?
Mm-hmm.
How is he doing? We've not
good
heard.
Question.
From him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are we efforting on that one, or is that just
no, not really? Particularly. I mean, when I'm sure he's going to come back this summer, and I'm sure have him in studio. But he's going through spring ball, and apparently he really likes working with Major Applewhite, the former Texas quarterback who is now the offensive coordinator at the University of Houston. And as we say that, Texas A&M announced that Trevor Knight will be the starter. So that's five different starting quarterbacks in the last 5 years. So, if you're counting,
did you see Josh Rosen's hat?
I did not.
Sure about that one? Mm-mm. Josh Rosen was playing golf on a Donald Trump course out in California, and he had a hat on that says F Trump on the course.
He also had a hot tub in his dorm room, so nothing really surprises
Nothing really surprises us.
Josh Rosen.
This bit of news, so it's not been announced yet, but it's out there in the high school and college circles that Donnie Yantis is going to be taking over in the recruiting stuff. I don't know exactly. I haven't talked to him yet, but I know that Arizona Christian, where Donnie was coaching, and Donnie was at Paradise Valley for a long time and is a great guy, did a nice job over at ACU in their first 2 years of existence. But Todd Graham's hired him, from what I've heard. And this is good. If you're an Arizona State fan, okay, and you want to see them do well locally, that's always the motto here is we got to close the borders and all that stuff. If you're really going to do that, there's certain guys you need to hire. One of them is down at Tucson, Charlie Regal. Charlie was at Chaparral. Donnie is another. Donnie, and Eric has brought this up, when he was at Arizona Christian, you saw ACU, it felt like, at every high school game. Didn't matter where I was. Typically on Friday nights, I would go over to high schools around my neighborhood and watch kids, you know, at Hamilton or at Chandler or Perry or Basher or Castile or, you know, all those schools. And you would, without fail, see Arizona Christian on the sidelines there.
And Donnie Yantis can coach. I mean, he started that program 2 years ago. They went through some bumps, and last year they almost made the playoffs in their second season playing NIA football. So,
but
good
hire. I think he's going to do recruiting.
Right.
I think. I don't know this.
But I'm just saying, this guy
He's more than just a recruiter. Well,
but he can evaluate talent.
Yeah.
I mean, they've landed some really good local players to go play over at ACU.
But, you know, I wonder on that hire. So, Todd last week, I was gone. He hired the head coach over at Chap, Conrad Hamilton, and I don't know him, but whenever you're the coach at Chaparral, you have all these parents who just think that their high school is the greatest thing ever, which is fine. You can have that, but you can't throw money to solve the problem, okay? So you can have all the dollars you want, but it doesn't mean you're going to win every year, and the expectation is you're going to win every year. And it sounded like around the high school circles here in the Valley that there were some big names that Todd had been talking to. Sean Iguana over at Chandler and Steve Bellis over at Hamilton. And Conrad ended up coming over. And Jason Mons at Saguaro. He had talked to all of them about some stuff. And those first three decided to stay. And then Conrad leaves Chaparral. Chaparral is no longer the job, in my view. It isn't. There's still a lot of talented kids that come out of there. But the balance of power is in the Southeast Valley, and there's some good schools that are up here. There's a quarterback over at Pinnacle who's going to be very, very good in the next couple of years.
Or just down the road from Chaparral, Saguaro, where they have all these kids.
Well, Saguaro, they're transferring in, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that is what Hamilton was 10 years ago. It's just you show up. What are you supposed to do if you're the coach? If you're Jason Mons, what are you supposed to do? Of course you can come here and play if you want to show up.
Mons gets kids scholarships. I mean, that's way it goes. They have
a lot
of players.
We don't get paid by him, by the way. But.
No, but the facts is the facts. Like they get a lot of college coaches that come through there, and when you've had the Christian Kirks and the DJ Fosters and the Byron Murphys, that is going to be a magnet for coaches to come in and evaluate talent.
Well, so Donnie coming over to Todd's staff and Conrad Hamilton coming on to Todd's staff, what does that mean? Todd recognizes that he's got to get better. As most coaches do, it seems like the annual state of the state when we're talking Arizona State football and U of A football is we got to do a better job of keeping kids at home. And then kids up and go. And it's like Byron Murphy just, I think, shocked everybody. He's going to Washington, right, if I remember right? Yep, going away. And that was a stunner. So I was talking to Jason Jewell this morning, our recruiting analyst, and there's already over 30 Division I offers this year for this class that we'll sign next February. 30. So this is deep. And you got to have a guy like Donnie who can go into some of these high schools. And maybe Todd has been a little rough, aggressive. I don't know. Maybe the fact that Chip Long and Mike Norvell both left had some high school coaches saying, do we really want to send our kids over there? And you have somebody like Donnie who comes in who can soften it. As Eric said, he's really good when it comes to recruiting, but also in X's and O's. And he did a great job at Arizona Christian. Jeff Bowen will do a nice job over there. It's good.
And Yantis will fit in well with the working environment at ASU because that guy is a workaholic just like Graham and
there's no question
on that staff. So that will be a nice mix.
Yeah. So nothing official yet, but that's what we're hearing on the within the high school coaches, several high school coaches talking about it this morning, letting us know. There's a couple other things on the college front, and we do a lot of college football here. So the NCAA, and they're not the most, they're not brain surgeons, that's for sure. But they've decided to allow unlimited text messaging for a potential recruit. What a great idea. So first of all, these poor kids that have their cell phone plans. Do you get charged by text? I do not. I have unlimited text
messaging. Unlimited text and talk.
So I have unlimited text and talk. So I'm just going to tell you right now, if you're that dad or you're that mom and you think that your kid is going to be recruited, change his cell phone plan now. Because unlimited text messaging for a kid who's going to show up on the radar, that's going to be 24/7. They're going to have to get a second cell phone. This is not a good move. When you think about it, if I'm trying to compete against Jim Harbaugh and Urban Meyer to keep a kid here in state, if I'm Todd Graham, if I'm poor Donnie Yannis now, I'm not going to be able to go on a date. He's got a sweet wife, too. She's going to be very understanding because that phone is going to be constant. And you're going to be saying in the back of your head, man, this kid, he's right there. He's right there. But Texas A&M, and are they more aggressive on him than I am? You're going to have that. So I think this is a bad rule by the NCAA that you can just text a kid as many times as you want. I could sit here all day today and send a text every minute if I wanted to the same kid. We really want you. We really want you. We really want you. Know there's going to be some psycho coach that does that. The other story around college football that came out is no on satellite camps. This came out over the weekend. I saw this story, and I'm thinking to myself, this is not good either.
Do me a favor before you break into this. Can you explain exactly what a satellite camp is?
Okay, so satellite camps are, I'll give you the example of Terry Donahue. Terry Donahue every year, the former UCLA coach, puts on a satellite camp and does it out in Southern California, does it over in, I think it's Fullerton. And kids can show up from around that area or from around the country, fly in if they want to. And college coaches can watch and evaluate those kids. But it's not just the high-end kids. Let's say that Eric Sorensen Jr. is a 6'1", 205-pound linebacker, undersized, really likes the game of football. And let's say you're at a high school that doesn't have a whole lot of Division I, Division II, NAIA talent on it, but you want him to get noticed, FCS talent, I should say. So you send the kid, and Donahue's camp was free. You didn't have to pay for it. So your kid shows up, they put number 249 on him. And 249 goes out and does 7-on-7, does drills. Coaches are there. It's kind of like you've gone with me to club basketball tournaments, right?
I have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you see all the car salesmen dressed as basketball coaches that have their shirts on from respective universities around the court. Sean Miller is sitting next to Bobby Hurley, who's sitting next to Lorenzo Romar, who's sitting next to Mike Krzyzewski, and they're trying to get the chair that's right underneath the basket. So when the kid's shooting the free throw, who does he see? You know, that's Jeff Capel rather than Coach K.
Sure.
So it's the same sort of thing on the college football front. Now, you're only allowed two contacts per spring. Okay, these are usually in the spring. And those two contacts could be, I show up at school to see Eric Jr.'s transcript. That's considered a contact. I'm going to show up and watch Eric Jr. play volleyball or baseball or some sport in the spring, or it could be in the winter, a basketball game. But I want to go see him on campus.
That's considered a contact, don't talk to the student athlete?
If you even go to watch them, that is considered a contact. So if you're in that space, now your two contacts are used up. In this evaluation, you can save contacts. So let's say you're a coach and you can go watch 200 kids rather than go see one kid. Well, of course you're going to go see the 200 kids.
Bang for your buck.
And let's just say that you're out there in your southern Utah state or your Colorado State Pueblo, and you're looking for that linebacker. Well, chances are pretty good the cream of the crop has already been snatched up by Ohio State, and your kids, you're not going to get a kid to go to CSU Pueblo. You're not. So you're going to go to these satellite camps. Well, now the NCAA has said, no, we're not going to do satellite camps anymore. So I was talking to Jason about this morning, Eric. You know the scout.com camps and the Under Armour this camp and that? Right now, those camps, you're not allowed to go to those camps. Well, if the NCAA is going to come off looking like bad guys, and they are not going to allow even those camps to have access. I think if the NCAA says you can go to those types of camps, of course, they already have the relationship with the shoe companies. There is a seedy underside to it. But if it allows kids the opportunity to go out and play, satellite camps are very important. Some of you watching right now probably have kids or know of kids that could use the opportunity. They're not going to go to ASU. They're not going to go to TCU. They're not going to go to Florida State. But they could go play football at Southern Utah. They could go play football at Sonoma State. So it's important to have the accessibility. Sports360AZ.com. We partner with the Arizona Republic AZ Central Sports. One of our true treasures, an icon here in the Valley, has a birthday today. We'll have that next and a few more things on the Diamondbacks as we roll on. A couple things before I get to the Diamondbacks. Bobby Hurley's story is tonight on ESPN. Is it 30 for 30, Eric?
It's a 30 for 30, yep.
You going to watch it?
Yeah, it's on my DVR. I watch all the 30 for 30s. I'm a sucker for those shows. They're very well done.
I mean, it's... I know what he went through with the horse racing and all that stuff, and now he almost lost all of it. I got that. To me, it's can he coach? You know, he got better this year, but anybody who looked at how they started the season, how they finished, he got better and better. He hadn't even coached. I don't even think he's coached 100 games yet.
I don't think so. ASU's in for a pretty big-time recruit. It's down to ASU in Florida. I saw on Twitter today for a player.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I forgot to mention Ryan Finley in the last segment. So Ryan Finley, and here's the interesting story on all this. So Donnie Annis jumps over to ASU. Today, Ryan Finley leaves Boise State. Ryan Finley's high school coach was Donnie Annis. He has 2 years of eligibility, have to sit out. They have a bunch of quarterbacks over there right now, but you can never have enough quarterbacks. Just kind of interesting timing, I guess. That popped up on my radar. We want to bring you the picture now of somebody that is a treasure in the community, and I'll get to the Diamondbacks. So Lou Monaco is a name that is synonymous with Arizona sports. If you go to games, okay, if you go to Diamondback games or Coyote games in particular, you're going to see Lou right there. Today, Lou turns 90, and he still parks cars at Diamondback games. He still parks cars at Coyote games. Brad, take the spot down there. Lou, it's 45 degrees. I know, but take the spot down there. Brad, how's your wife and your kids doing? My favorite Lou story is, so he had a hard time hearing. And Luis Gonzalez befriended Lou. And everybody knows Lou that goes to the ballpark in the media and even some fans. And I did this story over at Channel 3. So Luis is sitting with Lou at a ball game, took him to a ball game. And was talking to Luis, and they went out to dinner afterwards. And over dinner, Luis is talking to Lou, and Lou's not paying attention. Lou's just kind of looking straight ahead, and Luis is talking to him, and he's not turning his head. And Gonzo said to him, "Hey, Lou," kind of touched him. Do you hear me? He's like, "Oh, no, my hearing aids, you know, they're not good, and I need help, but they're really expensive, and you know, no big deal." So, of course, what Luis Gonzalez does is he goes out, takes Lou to lunch. But while he's taking Lou to lunch, a couple weeks later, goes and gets him new hearing aids. It's the kind of guy Luis Gonzalez is. Lou is one of our favorite guys. Lou Monaco, happy 90th birthday. Now to the Diamondbacks. They have a day game today. And they have Patrick Corbin on the mound, and they're 2-5. They're not good. Their starting pitching isn't good so far. And this will sound pretty trite. It's a good thing they're away from home. Think about it. They've been at home for all of spring training. They had all the buildup. I'm not going to follow what Chip Hale said about, yeah, you guys built it up. I don't know. That's our job, is to let people know that it's coming along. And then he apologized. It's fine. But they haven't been on the road yet this year as a team. So I think it's a good time for them to get the heck out of here and go figure it out, because they're much better than what they've shown so far. The 9-walk game, when was that? That was Thursday night, I believe it was. I mean, come on. I do some morning sports here for Skyview, and I'm waiting for the game to end, and it's 1 in the morning because there's another walk and another walk. Come on. The Matt Bushman story, though, making his major league debut at 32 years of age, 10 years in the minors. It's one of my favorite stories this year, because you always like to see guys that hang in there and hang in there and hang in there and do it. There will be no Greinke against the Dodgers, and that's unfortunate. I'd like to see him get that first one out of the way.
But the nice thing is, Brad, they're going to be playing the Dodgers several times this summer, so I'm sure the two are going to cross paths at some point.
So they go, I don't have the schedule in front of me, they go L.A.,
yep.
San Diego.
Correct.
Then
San Francisco. And then they come home for a couple layup series against the Pirates and the Cardinals.
Don't say layup. Yeah, right.
You know where I'm going with
Yeah,
this.
I know where you're going with. So Greinke then would pitch.
And even the Padres now are not a layup. Not to interrupt you, but I mean, this, after not scoring any runs for the first weekend, they scored double digits, and now they're back in it.
Well, so the Greinke factor, we'd figured that there'd be a Randy and Kurt factor, but that was a different time and a different era, and the team's not been good consistently as they were back then. That there'd be a lot of people wanting to see Greinke pitch. So if Greinke's going to throw Friday in San Diego, that would mean he would throw again in the San Francisco series. Is it three? Do we know? We don't know. But I would imagine then he'd throw next, like, Wednesday in San Francisco. Then he would miss the Pirates series, because I was going to go to the Pirates. I want to go watch him pitch. I want to go see what it's all about. And the longer that he goes without a win, oh my gosh, he has social anxiety. Remember that. He has social anxiety. So for him to go to L.A. and they're not going to make him available, the Diamondbacks are doing this, and I think it's pretty smart on their part, they're not having him speak to the media unless it's the day that he pitches.
3 against the Dodgers, 3 against the Padres, 4 in San Francisco.
So he'll pitch in San Francisco, yeah. So he'll throw in San Francisco. Wow. I mean, he could come back off that, Eric. That following homestand, he'd pitch again against St. Louis. He'd miss Pittsburgh. If they stay on track, he could come back here 1-3 or 0-4.
Yeah, he could.
0-4 at $200 million. But here's the part of it. He has social anxiety.
Wow.
So the snowball for him to be 0-2, knowing that that's the backdrop of him, the mental side of it.
And he's never been the guy. He was the guy in Milwaukee. He was the guy in Anaheim. He was behind the guy in L.A., Clayton Kershaw. But now
Kansas City.
But now he's the $200 million guy in Arizona. Very different pressures.
And so if he gets nervous or anxious, what's he like today when it's an off day for him? What's he like when he's alone? What's it like to, if you have pressure on you and you have that large of a number that everybody wants to remind you about? I mean, I have people that barely follow the Diamondbacks saying, oh, that's a $200 million pitcher. Wow. So, you know, beyond today's game, which is big for them, you don't want to be 2-6 and 2-7 and 2-8 right out of the gate.
We said it a lot last week and you were gone, Brad, as Pedro Gomez told you a year ago on this show.
Yeah.
You cannot win the NL West in April.
But you can lose it.
But you can definitely lose it.
You can definitely lose it. Sports360AZ.com. We partner with the Arizona Republic. AZ Central Sports. Plenty of content up on our website right now at sports360az.com. We're Arizona-centric. Things that we see, not just football. We do a football show on Fox Sports Arizona on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays here in the off-season. You can check that out. Several airings on Fox Sports Arizona. Appreciate their partnership. And, of course, every day right here on sports360az.com and AZ Central Sports. Have a good day.